A boy with autism in Iceland has built the world's largest Lego Titanic replica. It's 26 feet long, 5 feet wide, and took 56,000 Legos to build. Brynjar Karl Birgesson built the replica when he was 10 years old with the help of his mother and his grandfather. He's now 15, and he has spent the last 5 years following it around the world as it travels to different exhibitions. The Lego replica is now on display at the Titanic Museum attraction in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Brynjar joins us from there. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
And I understand your mother, Bjarne Ludvig's daughter, is also there. Hello.
Yes, hello.
If I could start with you, Brynjar, why the Titanic?
The Titanic, it's such an inspiration for me because the first ship that I ever discovered on the internet and when I became a ship fan or into ships was the Titanic. And it just was so beautiful that I wanted to make the Lego ship out of it because it was such an inspiration for me. I loved it and I chose it.
And I'd like to ask your mother, Bjarne, when your son said, I'd like you to buy 56,000 Legos so I can make a model of the Titanic, what was your reaction?
My reaction in the beginning was, here he is asking me to assist him with, we call it the crazy project. And in the beginning, I was not going there in my mind. But he was determined, so I went for it with him.
And how long did it take you to complete?
It took me 11 months and 700 hours to fully complete it.
After you spent so long working on it in private, what was it like to see the public response to this?
It was so weird. The thinking of me and my mother was just thinking, it's another ship day with the Titanic. But it's so fun to see their faces. Like, they're fascinated by my project. That makes me more happy.
Has this project and its worldwide success made you think differently about your autism?
Well, first of all, autism is not a negative thing. It is not a negative thing. It is a gift. Because many autism people are really intelligent. Like, many autism people can do stuff too. We are people as well. We just seem a little bit different on the outside, but the inside, we're always the same.
Bjarne, what has it been like for you to see your son achieve this dream?
It's indescribable. I mean, we never thought that this project would take us, the family, on this journey. To tell you the truth, in the beginning, it was only to train him and teach him to start something and finish it. But when we discovered that it was motivating other kids, and it was also like a lesson for other kids that have autism, that they can do whatever they can if they just follow their dreams and don't give up. I mean, we were amazed.
Well, thank you both for talking with us, and I hope you enjoy your visit to the United States.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.